Now, as I said, close your eyes, because this takes place while you're sleepy, while your eyes are closed, and while I'm right up behind you, the big spoon holding you, my little spoon. Hey, sleepyhead. I know you're tired, but I'm not tired right now. And if you want to go back to sleep, you're gonna have to entertain me first. I'll bet you're ready for it, considering I've been keeping you on edge for so long now, you poor thing. But, I mean, we've been in a hotel this whole time, and I don't want the people next to us to hear what we're doing. So I've had to keep you chased. I guess all the stroking here and there didn't really help, did it? Well, I know it didn't. I never wanted it to. I wanted to make it worse. Am I making it worse, baby? Roll over onto your back, okay? And I'll just get right up on top of you. Straddling you. I like feeling you between my thighs, baby. All nice and warm. And when I scoot down a little bit, I can feel that I'm already having an effect on you. Naughty boy. I like that from here I can reach pretty much anything I want to. You can come down here and I can just nibble on your ear. Does that feel good? Do you like feeling my breath right there? What about when I blow you? I can see the little hairs on the back of your neck starting to stand up. Is that a good sign, baby? I can feel your breathing quickening. Those quick intakes of breath every time I do something that sends some lust spiking through you. You're so fucking easy. I love how easy you are, baby. Your cock's already throbbing underneath me. I can feel your hips as you're slightly thrusting. I can feel as you rub that nice hard cock against my warm, tight slit. But you can't go in. No, no, no. You're not allowed to go inside of me until I let you. And that's gonna be a while yet, baby. Baby, I bet you would love to have my lips around your cock right now. Even though it feels so good when I lick and I nibble. and I suck. I want you to picture it, baby. Picture that instead of sucking on your ear, I was sucking on your cock. Because we both know that that's what that dirty mind of yours is doing. Can't help it, can you? Can't help but picture my lips on your cock when I nibble at your ears. Yeah, you feel my hand moving slowly down your chest. You want it to touch your cock, don't you, to rub that ache away? Well, don't you fucking dare touch your cock or take that ache away. You don't touch my property without my permission, which right now is denied because I want to touch your cock. But not yet. I'm just gonna let you feel my fingers move. So slowly. Do you like the way my nails feel? A little bit harder since I got them done. Not quite as sharp, but still so tickly. Baby, you gotta be quiet. I saw that. You were just about to whimper. About to moan. Maybe even about to beg. You don't want to do that. The people in the next room, they might hear you. And that would just be awful, wouldn't it? That nice old couple in the next room over, hearing the dirty sounds you make when I tease you, when I torment you. What would they think? What would anyone think, knowing just what a slut you are? My dirty little slut. Aw. Are you trying to disagree? Oh, that doesn't work, baby. You are a slut. You can't really dispute it. But here, I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. You are mine, and you're fucking fantastic. Like right now, your cock, it's fucking fantastic. Not mine, but... Well, you know how much I like to show off my property. Show everybody the fun toys I have to play with. Your cock is mine, and I want to show it off. So I think I'm going to take a picture of your nice hard cock, and I'm going to send it to my friend. Just because I think it'll be fun to have somebody seeing what I'm about to use. Oh? Does that thought embarrass you? Okay. I will make a deal with you. If you can not be hard in 3 minutes, then I won't take the picture. There's no point sending a picture of a half-inflated cock. I'll only take and send the picture if your cock is, you know, full fucking mast for me. How about that? No, of course I'm not gonna play fair. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? No, sweetie, I'm gonna be fucking with you the whole time. Starting now. Better keep that cock nice and soft if you can. I mean, it's already so hard, I bet it would feel so good to shove it inside of me. Do you like feeling my nice, hot pussy over top of you? Riding you? Baby. I love the way you feel underneath me. Those desperate, frantic little thrusts as your cock seeks the friction against my pussy. And you feel so good as my clit just gets to ride you. But I think your cock's getting too much stimulation. I'll try to make it easier on you, okay? Instead of giving direct stimulation to your cock, how about I just raise your knee a little for me? There you go, raise it up. Keep it fucking up, bitch. That's right. I'll rub my clit against this instead, against your knee. That should help you with keeping your cock down, right? You look sad. Are you sad that I'm humping your leg instead of your cock? Oh, but you don't want me sending a picture out of it, do you? Baby, so you're gonna have to calm yourself. Unless you want me to show what a slut you are to outside people. I mean, what kind of mistress would I be if I didn't use your kinks to their full advantage? I mean, help you explore your kinks to their full advantage. Uh-oh, time's almost up. Here, I'll count you down to the last little bit, and if your cock is still hard when I say one, well, I'm gonna take a picture. Ready? Here, to make sure I can better judge, I'll even bring my mouth down really close so my face is there and I can get a good look. Do you think that'll help? Ten. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Oh, baby, it doesn't look good for you. Two. One. Well, if you didn't want me to send a picture out, you're just not doing any sort of job proving it, so stay still. I'll just hold your balls down so your cock can spring up in all its fucking glory, Let me just send this to my friend. And sent. Hey. Now, when I said sent, I saw your cock twitch. And you try to pretend like you don't like this. This little light humiliation and sharing of you. There we go. Let's get your face back to what it's supposed to be. Pure desperation. Pure need. Pure inability to think about anything except your cock and my pussy and what my pussy is going to do to your You like me riding it, don't you? Just my slit riding over your head again, again. If you angled your hips just right, if I reached my hand down between my legs and grabbed your cock and angled it just right, you would slide right in. would slide right the fuck in, wouldn't you, you dirty little slut? But I bet you can feel how much I want you to. That's right. You feel that nice, warm wetness just lightly running over the tip. I know I'm wet, baby. I wonder if I'm dripping on you yet. If my warm, sticky need is starting to run down your shaft. Already pre-lubricating you. Preparing to take you in so I can feel you, so I can squeeze you, so my pussy can clench around you as I take my pleasure from you. Now you are whimpering. You're gonna have to keep it down. Shh. A slut you are. And right now, out there, there's people listening to me. But right now, I'm with you. Cause that's my special cock. That's so fun to torment. I love tormenting this cock. You feel my hand rubbing, angling you, bringing the tip of your cock right in line. Don't you dare fucking thrust. Know your fucking place, you dirty little whore. I will thrust down on you and take my pleasure. Your job is to lay there and fucking take it. Got it? Do I need to grab you by the fucking hair to make you behave yourself? Do I need to get the fucking cane? What makes you think you can just try and thrust into me like that, you dirty little slut? Huh? Oh, you think because you're needy and you're whimpering and because you fucking want it that you're going to get it? You think my heart can melt in sympathy and empathy and can give you what you really fucking want? Oh, baby, I thought you would have learned by now. I enjoy torturing you, especially sexually, especially when it comes to making your cock needy and then denying you so I can see your fucking eyes tear up, see the hope being crushed. It's the fucking sexiest thing in the world, that moment when you realize I'm not gonna let you come today. That desperation, that plea. And that belief in a God that doesn't exist. A belief in my mercy. You think if you whimper just right, if you're pathetic just right, I'll give it to you. I'll give you that fucking pleasure you want, you need, that release. Oh, baby. I'm not gonna push you off the cliff into that orgasm just yet. Where would be the fun in that? But I will fuck you a little. Does that feel good? My nice warm heat sliding over you? Just remember, you better not fucking come. Remember your place. And remember, when you get close, you have to beg me. You have to let me know. You have to say, please, Domino, don't make me come. You have to tell me when you're on that edge, when one more little thrust of mine is going to send it over so that I can stop. I think that's one of the most delicious parts of this arrangement of all. Is that you, however much you don't fucking want to, you'll still do it. You'll still say, please, Domino, don't make me come. Because even more than coming, what you really want is to be a good boy for me. You want my approval, you want my pleasure, you want the knowledge that I control your cock, and that you won't come until I tell you to. I know, baby, I know that's what you really want, and don't worry, that's what I'm gonna give to you. That denial, that control, Right now, I'm gonna give you the feel of my nice, warm pussy just shuddering as I slide myself all the way on you. Oh, you feel so fucking fantastic. You feel so good as I just slide myself up and down and down. Just feel your cock going in and out. I love seeing that strain on your face. You want to thrust into me so fucking badly, don't you, you dirty little whore? You want to thrust your cock and take every bit of wetness I have. Rub it around your shaft. But I'm in control and I'm going to fuck you, not the other way around. Do you understand me? Yes? Good boy. Sad. I love this. I love being able to put my legs in between your legs and spread yours out. The hooks of my ankles hooking your legs out. My hands on your wrists holding you down. Just taking whatever I want from you. And even though you're so much taller than me, even though you weigh more, you've got big muscles. Nice frame to my tiny, tiny little one. I love knowing, despite the fact that if you really wanted to, if you pushed yourself, you could easily just turn me over and fuck me relentlessly. You could just take what you so badly want. So badly want to come. You want to come so badly you could just take it, couldn't you? You could just take it, but you fucking won't. Because, well, physically you might be more powerful. It's nothing compared to mentally. It's a straight fucking will. The will that I have over you, that I control you, that you are my slave, my slut, my property. And you can't fight that feeling. It makes you helpless and vulnerable before me. It makes you mine to fucking take. Anytime I want you, baby. And you don't come unless I let you come because you're my fucking property. You could wait till I was out of the room and just start rubbing yourself, but you won't. You'll want to. You won't be able to do anything but think about it. Think she'd never know I could just touch my cock. You'll think those thoughts, I know you will. You're a naughty little slut, but my sweet slut shine, we both know you won't do it. You like to pretend with your bravado, but at the end of the day, you're just my horny, whimpering slut. And you'll do whatever I say if it means eventually I'll let you come in a way that you can really get off on. Get off not just physically, but getting off mentally. Because of my voice in your ears, mind fucking you. Not just physically and mentally, getting off emotionally. From that subspace trance inside your mind, knowing that I'm in control and you are mine. There's something so primal about it, something so perfect about it. Something that's a form of contract between you and me, unspoken, unwritten, but we both know it's there. In the hierarchy, your place and my place over top of you. My place controlling your cock. It's so hard for you not to come with me talking to you like this, huh? With my pussy covering you and clenching around you. I can smell my pussy from here, can you? want to rub it right now. I want to rub my clit. Let's bring you to the edge one more time, okay? I want you properly horny before I get off you and leave you wanting. Feeling me stroking you? That felt good. I'm all horny. You seem to be kind of horny too, still. Oh, what, you didn't get a chance to cool off yet? Well, I still want to come, so I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to roll over on my tummy and I'm going to masturbate. I'm going to take my fingers and I'm going to tell you all about it. And you have to remember that you're not allowed to come, no matter how much you want to. But for right now, I do want you to put your hand on your cock. I want you to feel it. I want it to be a very prime focus for you when you feel your own cock throbbing in your hand. And my words of me telling you what I'm gonna do to myself that you don't get to feel as I bring myself and build myself up. That's it, baby. Just hold your cock. Don't even stroke it while I stroke myself. I'm so wet right now, baby. I'm so fucking wet. Oh, it's so hot down here. I bet your cock is all nice and sticky from my juices. Oh, my hands are nice and sticky. I love the smell of my own fucking pussy. It's just so musky and good. And it just smells like straight sex, and it makes me even hornier. Does it make it weird when I bring it up to my nose, my fingers, so I can smell myself even clearer? Oh, it smells so fucking good. You wanna taste it? Here. Lick for me. Lick and taste me. Do I taste as good as I smell, baby? I bet you would just love to bury your face down there right now. Would just love to shove your nose in and take a good smell as your tongue licks at me, but nope. Not right now. Right now my fingers are doing all the work. My fingers are priming me, building me. I love it's another form of denial for you because you're such a good slave boy that all you really want is to get me off. You want to be the one to do it, don't you? You want to be the one to make my eyes roll back in bliss as I scream out your name. Or scream out your identity. Slave. Slut. Mine. Oh, fuck. Fuck. No stroking. But hey, if you can't keep your hand still, why don't you be a good boy and reach between my legs? Your arm resting on my ass cheeks as your hand goes underneath, yeah? And I just want you to put one finger inside of me. Halfway. Ah, yeah, that helps, baby. The peace of you feeling me. It must be such exquisite torture. Having my warmth, embracing your finger the way you desperately want it to be embracing your cock. To feel that wet clenching around it. Can you feel when I clench my hips, when I clench inside of me and my hips just move a little, shake a little as I rub myself in just the right spot. Two fingers, baby, why don't you shove two fingers in me, less like my two fingers are rubbing against me. Oh, you can feel it now, can't you? That wetness. I'm just picturing that wetness on your cock. Being denied so thoroughly. The sensations that you want, you can only feel them through your mind. But I know you have a vivid imagination, so I bet it still feels really fucking good, doesn't it? You don't get to come today, baby. But I do. Don't think I don't hear you whimpering for me. Fuck. I'm coming, baby. I'm coming, and I know you can't. Did you feel it? Did you feel me orgasming around your fingers? Oh, I bet you wish your cock had been inside me, feeling me orgasming around it. Oh, it's such a sweet, delicate torment, isn't it, love? But you're doing so good, fighting your baser instincts to use your hand to grab my mouth. To take your orgasm from me, but you won't. Because you're a good boy. You're my good boy, no matter how needy, how desperate I make you. We both know that I'm in control. And you can't resist me. I have to say, that's what I love most about you. How good it makes me feel, how evil, when I have you like this. How powerful it makes me feel to know I am. To know my will is so much stronger than even your very evolved instincts. Of course, that's only your body's instincts. All of your mind's instincts simply say to follow me. Obey me. Still horny, baby? Too bad. Right now, I just want to cuddle. I feel so good. It's like afterglow is so warm and my crotch is still just tingling and my clit's just tingling. I like rubbing my legs together and then I can feel little aftershocks of the pleasure. I bet you would just love that right now, huh? Don't bother begging, baby. It's not going to get you anywhere. It is so cute when it's so genuine, though. Just cuddle. Here, you can go back to being the little spoon. And I'll be your big spoon. You said you were sleepy, right? Well, go ahead and sleep.